This week I had the opportunity to visit a French brasserie here in the Czech capital, the site for the launch of a new Czech book about famous French actor Jean-Paul Belmondo. Written by Jiří Žák, the new book examines Belmondo's life and career. Mr. Žák, an actor himself, explains that Belmondo's films from Pierrot Le Fou to The Man from Rio have always been held in high regard by many Czechs, part of a broader fascination with French culture, which has a long tradition here.
Já si myslím, že to má kořeny už někdy v předválečné době, ve 30. letech.
I think it goes back to even before the war, when Czech modernism, with representatives such as Nezval and Tiger, was influenced by French literature. It was a fascination tied to cubism and surrealism and more. There was always the sense that the Czechs and the French are very similar. I don't necessarily think that we are, and I'm not sure how it came about, but it is true that cultural ties between us have always been strong. Under communism, French films were among few Western products which made it into Czechoslovakia, contrasting films from the Soviet bloc.
Jedny z mála filmů, které se sem dostávaly kromě sovětských a východního bloku.
As far as Belmondo himself is concerned, the reasons for appreciation are pretty clear-cut.
Belmondo se líbil jako typ.
Belmondo was always appreciated as a type. He was liked, for one, because he always came across as very natural in his style and abilities. Men tended to see him as a hero, women as a sex symbol.
Viděli erotický symbol.
Vojtěch Rinda, a film critic for the daily Litva Noviny, agrees.
Who wouldn't love him? Women loved him because he was handsome, albeit in a rough way. And men love him because he's doing all those crazy things in his movies. Back in the communist era, movies with Jean-Paul Belmondo were pretty much as close as you can get to Western action genre movies, which weren't available here. So movies like The Man from Rio or The Man from Acapulco were basically substitutes for Western action cinema.
Allez gros, y en a pas que toi à voir.
And says author Jiří Žák, Belmondo, now in his mid-70s, was popular for other reasons as well.
He always stylized himself as a common actor, a man of the people, a Parisian actor, and so on. Godard's films, like Pierrot Le Fou, perhaps push things a little too far, making him less accessible. I think that Belmondo strived for new expression and new ways to reach his audience.
Nový způsob, jak oslovit toho svýho diváka.
Dozens of fans and film and music personalities attended the launch of the new book, an event complete with a live performance by Jana Musilová, the star of a number of Czech musicals, who, by the way, is also known for having dubbed Agent Scully in the Czech version of The X-Files a few years back. She sang a number of chansons at the event, including Edith Piaf's La Vie en Rose. Afterwards, I asked author Jiří Žák how difficult it was to write his version of Belmondo's story.
The book was a pleasure for me to write. Normally I'm not that interested in actors. I'm an actor myself and know actors and the surroundings very well. If I'm going to write about someone, there has to be something deeper, artistic or philosophical. I saw him on stage and Belmondo was a fantastic theatre actor, and it was incredible, but I met him personally only once. I had wanted to make a film with him, and had worked on a documentary with Robert Hossein, Jeffrey de Peyrac in the Angelique series, who was Belmondo's close friend, but I never had a chance to ask Belmondo. Shortly afterwards, the actor fell seriously ill, after a heart attack and a stroke.
Over the course of his career, Belmondo has starred in countless memorable films that have their place in film history, and a special place in Czech hearts. But for Jiří Žák, the most important is still one of Belmondo's first, his role as a small-time gangster in Paris in love with the pretty Jean Seberg. The film was, of course, Jean-Luc Godard's Breathless.
Sept, trois quarts. T'es tellement lâche que je parie que tu vas sourire.
Já si myslím, že
I think that the key, most important film in Belmondo's career was Breathless. Films he did later were more commercial, involving numerous scriptwriters, directors, and many friends. The key picture was Breathless.
Czech actor Jiří Krampol, who dubbed Belmondo in an incredible 27 films, agrees.
This movie was one of best in Belmondo life because it was beginning of Belmondo success. Another movies was comedy, good, but Breathless was absolutely great.
Jiří Krampol was an honorary guest at Thursday's book launch. No launch could be complete without him. He also discussed what he considers to have been one of the more interesting of Belmondo's later roles, one in which the actor played himself. The film was called Les Acteurs.
Last movie with Belmondo was, I don't know exactly translate, Old Actress Must Die. And Belmondo is in this movie like homeless and hidden in Paris with a bottle of wine and nobody knows who is it. And Belmondo play Belmondo.
Film critic Wojciech Rinda says that dubbing Belmondo is something for which Mr. Krampol is most recognized.
When he was his surrogate voice, it was back in the times that are referred to as the golden age of Czech dubbing. And it was especially true with the overdubbing of French movies. Jiří Krampol did overdubs pretty much all of Belmondo movies, and he's definitely more famous for his voice than for his acting. The Czech movies he was playing in were of poor quality, but since he overdubbed Belmondo, everybody knows his voice in Czech Republic.
Still, Jiří Krampol wasn't the only Czech actor to dub Belmondo. Author Jiří Žák explains.
The first to dub the actor in Czech was Jan Tříska. He was exceptional, but he left Czechoslovakia in the 1970s, and a replacement was needed. Jiří Krampol took over and did a great job. Jan Tříska and Jiří Krampol were both exceptional in voicing Belmondo.
Myslím si, že oba se podíleli na tom, že stvořili českýho Belmondo.
Jiří Žák says that the Americans had Newman and Redford, but in Europe in the 70s, the biggest stars were French. Judging by the number of those in attendance at the launch this week, Jean-Paul Belmondo remains as much a star in the Czech Republic now as during his heyday.